All right, if you would take your Bibles this morning and turn to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. By the way, back there on the back table, there's some prayer guides for this week of Annie Armstrong Easter offering. If you'd love to have, would like to pray for those missionaries, there's some really good stories in there. So we're in the book of Acts chapter 3 today. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, 3 p.m. I want you to think about these guys. They're just men that God had called to be his disciples. There's nothing extraordinary about these 12. There's nothing extraordinary about them except that God had called them according to his purpose. By this time, there were 120 that were up in the upper room praying in 2 weeks, and the Holy Spirit came down and lighted upon them, and they started talking about Jesus. And everybody heard in their own language. These 120, nothing particularly stands out about them except that God had called them according to his purpose. Why am I making a point of that? Because God's called you according to his purpose. If you've accepted him as Christ as your Savior and Lord, he's called you too. This is an extraordinary time to live. This is an extraordinary time that God wants to share with people who he is. And he's chosen us to do that. Wow, what a privilege that is. What a great thing. So Peter and John were just going to the temple at the time of prayer. They did that every day at 3 o'clock. Anybody remember there's a little passage of scripture over in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19, that us Baptists like? It says, as you go, therefore, make disciples. We preach about that a lot, but here we see a picture of that. Now, we see a picture of that all throughout the New Testament, by the way, because Jesus, it says over and over again, as he was going, he healed people. As he was going, the lady came up and touched his cloth, his robe, and was healed. As he was going, all these people flocked around him because they wanted to hear his teaching and be healed, quite frankly, by him. Guess what? We still have that same command today in our life. As we go, therefore. These guys were doing the normal thing that they do every day. They go at the temple to pray at 3 o'clock. And God was about to use them in a miraculous way. We need to be ready. We need to be ready because you remember over in the book of Acts chapter 1 where we first started, maybe about verse 8. Cole, come here a minute. It says in Acts 1:8, it's another verse that we like so much. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Power. It's an interesting thing about that Holy Spirit. Cole had no earthly idea what I'm going to do to him, by the way. So he's kind of scared. I'm not going to do anything bad to you, Cole. So we talk about that Holy Spirit, but we forget who he is. The Bible says in the book of John that the Holy Spirit lives outside of us, yes. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit comes into us. And so this word that's used there in the book of John is the word comforter. You'll find in some of the passages of Scripture. The word is the word paraclete, but the word literally means a strong man. A strong man. So it's not the guy that comes up, the comforter goes, hey, Cole, that's a good job, man. You've done great this week in school. You're doing a good job. No, this word means the strong man. So if I was Cole, we're going to school tomorrow, okay? I'm going to come with you. We're going to go down to school. What's going to happen if I'm with you? Is anybody going to touch you? No. Why? Because I'm here, buddy. I'm going to take up for you in everything you do. But that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. You know, you can go back to your chair. It's interesting, as we go through this New Testament, these were just guys. Peter and John were nobody special. It was the Holy Spirit living inside of them. The Holy Spirit's power moving inside of them. We have that same power inside of us. Did it make Peter any bolder than he was before? I don't think so. Peter was a bold guy to start with. They're doing what they're doing, going about their normal day, and all of a sudden God chose to use them, and they had the confidence, not in who they were, but who God is. Every time we go, we talk about going and telling people about Jesus. We talk about as we go, wherever we're at, this group of people that we're with, we share with them what God has done in our lives. I want to say to you, you don't have to do that in your own power. You've got a comforter who's a strong man that's with you every moment of the day, and he is going to speak through you. He's going to give you the confidence. He's going to give you the power. In fact, I would say if you decide, well, I need to go witness more people, and you go and do it in your own power, you are going to fail. Only Jesus can give you that kind of power. Only the Holy Spirit working inside of you can give you that kind of supernatural power to go and talk to people about who Jesus is. So they were going at 3 in the afternoon. Now there was a crippled man from birth who was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Now, this was a common occurrence. There was guys, if you go to Lubbock, by the way, you'll see almost every street corner has somebody begging on it. And this was a common occurrence. If you couldn't have a job, if you were crippled in some way or other, you had no way to get income, period. There's no way. There's no system out there in the government system in Rome that's going to give you a check every month. You just had to go to the temple and beg, or you had to go to the Pool of Siloam and beg every day. So your family would bring you out there and they would put you down. This guy's crippled. Put him in front of the gate called Beautiful, which I think is kind of funny because this guy was all crippled up. They put him at the gate called Beautiful. And Peter and John are walking by there. They'd walk by there every day, by the way. This was their common deal. And this guy had been there every day. But today something special happened. Look at this story. It says, now, a crippled man was being carried into the temple every day to there, and when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. And Peter, the word may say in your NIV, looked straight at him. He looked at him intently. The word in the Greek says he looked and saw him. He actually looked and saw this guy. Have you ever been to the place where you're going about your daily business and maybe you're going to Walmart or something like that? You got all this stuff on your mind. Got to get this, got to get that, got to do the other, and you don't see anybody? Man, I've done that 100 times over. Yesterday we went to Lubbock twice this week. And I was laying in bed last night. I thought, who did I see today? Well, I saw my grandkids and my daughter and so on and so forth. But I passed hundreds of people and never saw them. Never saw him. Why? This beggar who had been there every day and Peter and John had gone every day to the temple, why this day? Because the Holy Spirit of God opened up his eyes and he looked and saw this guy intently at him. If you go back to the book of Luke, you'll find when Peter denied Christ 3 times, that it says that Jesus looked him in the eye, looked straight at him. He looked and saw him and they had eye contact. And it so convicted Peter that he went out and wept bitterly because he knew he had denied the Christ 3 times. That same word is used here. He looked and saw this guy. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the way God works and is working in this and still works today in the same way. You're going down the street, and if you're prayed up, now, what I mean by that is you've asked God this morning, God, this is your day. I present myself a living sacrifice to you today. I want you to do with me whatever you want to do. This is your day. Give me somebody. Let me see what you see. Let me see what you want me to see. I want to promise you that all of a sudden you'll see that person that you've never seen before. It's amazing. You'll feel the presence of God in you and all of a sudden you'll go, oh. And it's happened to me over and over, because I'm the worst in the world about being on schedule. Sheila can testify. I'm a time freak. Have been ever since I've been in the military. And it's hard. It's unnatural for me to see people. But when you pray that prayer, you're going down the street, minding your own business, if you will. You're going down the street, and all of a sudden you see somebody you've never seen before. They may have been there every day, but all of a sudden, you see them. Guess what? It's your time to shine. It's you that God has chosen to see this person. It's you that God has chosen to go talk to that person. Don't pick up the phone and call the preacher. Hey, there's a guy over here in front of the church. And he's begging out here. Need you to come help him, preacher. He's over here at the corner of this street in Lubbock, Texas. Would you come and talk to him? It's your time. And there's a reason for that, because Peter and John had something. They knew, this guy knew that Peter and John were nobodies. They were fishermen from Galilee. They're not on the upper echelon up here. They're not priests. They're not, you know, they're nothing. Just guys. And yet, they had something that this guy needed desperately. I want to promise you, when that happens in your life, when you've prayed and asked God to use you, and you see that person, they're yours. Woo! This one gets scary. We read in the Sunday school lesson this morning, when the Bible meets life. That's when the Bible meets life. When you're going along and all of a sudden you feel that, hey, I need to open my, oh, look at that person right over there. Look at that guy begging. Look at that person over there that's hurting. Look at that person at Walmart. Maybe they don't have any money. I don't know. God opens up your eyes. This guy thought he needed one thing. This guy asked them for alms. Hey, he's looking for some money. He's been sitting there, and he's looking for a handout. But what he needs is Jesus. What he needs is a Savior. Oh, he needs these other things to help him. I mean, he needs to somebody to help him get a job or to have some money to make ends meet. That's truth. But what he needs is Jesus inside him. That's what's going to change his life. That's what's going to empower him through life. So Peter and John, let me get back to them. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money, and Peter looked straight at him, as did John. And then Peter said, look at us. Look me in the eye, we'd like to say here in the country. Look me in the eye. It's interesting, by the way. Go down the street sometime and try to look people in the eye in Lubbock or Abilene. Hardly anybody look in the eye anymore. It's weird. It's a weird deal. Look at us. So the man gave them his attention. Actually, the Bible says that the man looked and saw them, expecting to get something from them. And Peter said, we don't have any silver or gold, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. And taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong, and he jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. Notice what they weren't filled with amazement at. Peter and John. They were just vessels. He didn't walk around jumping and hollering praise be to Peter and John. Man, they came by and saw him. He started leaping and praising God. Now, I want to tell you what happens as a Christian when that happens. First of all, you know that you've done what God wants you to do. And you know that it was Him who healed. It was Him who changed the life. It was Him who did this. Not you, not in your own power. It was the power of the strong man that walks and talks with you every day, that wants to guide and direct every part of your life. This strong man called the Holy Spirit inside of you all of a sudden has led you to do this, and you suddenly realize, wow, God just did something that was impossible for me to even do. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Nobody gets changed through eloquent words. Only God can change a life. Only God. So that's what we see in this picture. Here's the beautiful picture of what Christ wants us to do as a church. As we go. Tomorrow as we go to work. Tomorrow as we go to Walmart. Tomorrow as we go here. Tomorrow as we go to the baseball games. Tomorrow as we go to this. As we go. There should be a prayer on our lips that says, God, use me today. Open up my eyes that I might see someone. As old men do, I could tell you story after story about how God's done that in my life over and over again. And if he can do it in my life, who is so time conscious, I want to promise you he can do it in yours. I promise you he can. All of a sudden you'll be going along and you'll see that person. Might I say this? When you see that, when God opens up your eyes to that person, what you do next says what you feel about God. Peter and John knew because they had seen over and over Jesus heal. Peter and John knew because, not because of who they were, but because Holy Spirit was inside of them, and because they had just preached and everybody heard in their own language, because of the experiences in their life and their relationship with God, they knew that God could do this. The confidence was not their own. The confidence was not, ooh, look what we can do. The confidence was that God can do all things. And so they took this guy by the hand and said, I don't have any silver and gold, but stand up and walk. Can you imagine yourself doing that? Can you imagine God using you in that moment to see a man completely healed in that instant? I'm going to tell you, the God I serve is not through doing that yet. He's just not. Now, is he at my command? No. Does he do it all the time when I want to? No. I've been in hundreds of situations where I've prayed for people to get healed and meant it with every ounce of God. I went, shook. Nope. I got this. But I can tell you that God still changes lives over and over and over again. Sometimes, I don't know about you, sometimes I get a little bit discouraged. Sometimes I think, what's good at sharing with people? You go to share people, they've heard about Jesus all their life. What good am I doing? This morning's Sunday school lesson just really touched me that they need what we've got. More than bodily healing, more than everything else, although God can still do that, they are prisoners of sin. They're lost. It's the first day, by the way, of prayer in our little prayer guide that I was telling you about a while ago, that they've asked these missionaries to get together and make this prayer guide up. And the first day, day one, is to pray about lost people. People wandering around, lost in sin. In prison, not literally behind bars, but imprisoned because of that. They don't know how to get out. They don't know how to have freedom. They don't know how in their own lives that they can find Jesus. Many of them think, I've done too many things. There's no way I can come to Jesus. But I tell you today, God is still in the healing business. He's still in the saving business. And today, he wants to use us in that same business, just like he used Peter and John, just like he used them. Wow, what a great opportunity lies before us. As we leave this place this morning, as we have an invitation in just a few moments, I'm going to ask you to do something very special. First of all, if you don't know Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord, today can be the day. You can ask Jesus into your heart right now. You can say, God, I want to ask forgiveness of my sins, and I want you to be my Savior and Lord. That can happen right now. But if you've done that already, most of us in this room have, I want you to pray something else. God, use me. Open up my eyes to see. Help me to look and see somebody today, just like Peter and John did. God, I may have passed them 100 times on the street, but today, if you'll open up my eyes, I'll let you tell them about you. I'll let you use me to share with them what you've done in my life. And God will change a life. Just like that. Just like that. Will you let him use you today? Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time together. God, I thank you for the picture that Peter and John show us in this account in the book of Acts? Oh, Father, we've been called just like they have. Now, Father, use us just like you did with them. As we leave this place, we know that we're going into the mission field. We're the missionary that you've called for this time, 2024. Help us go with boldness, not empowered by our own knowledge, but, Father, empowered by your Spirit. Move in our hearts and lives as never before. And God, we'll give you praise. We'll give you praise for what you're doing. And thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm just going to ask you to stay with your heads bowed, eyes closed this morning. Sheila's going to play a hymn of invitation. If you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, today can be the day you do that. But would you make that commitment with me to allow God to use us today to see who he wants us to see? Sheila? Let's pray together this morning. Father, I thank you for who you are. I thank thee that you want to use us in your work. God, none of us are worthy in this place. But God, you've called us according to your purpose, and you're going to empower us according to that same purpose. And we'll give you praise for that, Father. Thank you for all that are here today in this place. God, as we leave this place, may we be your missionaries wherever we go. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You're dismissed.